Welcome to the Six Figure Business Mastery Podcast, where every week, Kirsten and Jeannie dive into the essential topics to fuel your business growth. From copywriting to course creation, mindset to video marketing, they've got you covered. Tune in for expert guest interviews on all things marketing and business, and learn how to work on your business, not just in it. So, get ready to unlock your business potential and take it to the next level.
What if the key to marketing that feels good isn't more AI, but discovering your human design? Today, we have Stephanie Carlstead from Steph Carlstead Coaching, and she is a human design expert, and we're excited to hear what she has to say today to talk about marketing. Thanks for joining us, Stephanie.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited about this conversation.
Well, I'm dying to know, Stephanie, how did you get into working with business owners to help them figure out how human design could actually help them bring their authentic voice to the marketing? Is that a good way to explain what you do?
Yeah, for sure. I stumbled into it, honestly. I've been an entrepreneur for 13 years, and I built a big business. I built a six-figure business for 10 years. That business slowly just burnt me out. It slowly frustrated me. I really lost excitement and joy and purpose in it. And I lost my dad. I really closed that business the same month. And it was really the grief process in that, and both losing massive income and my dad, who was my guide and my just everything, in the same month, where I was like, I woke up to the fact that I am not who I want to be. I don't feel good in the way I'm moving through life. I don't feel good in the way I'm building a business. And it was that when my sister-in-law sent me a text message. She said, "Have you ever heard of human design?" And I said, I've heard of it, but I thought it was a fluff. I thought it was another personality test, like Enneagram or StrengthsFinders or Myers-Briggs. But she told me I need to look at it. So I did. I call her one of my expanders and the reason I'm here. And I remember sitting on my couch reading over my design, and I've never felt so seen, validated, heard, and knew that I was not wrong, because I had these feelings always that something was wrong with me. I've never fit into the society's norm, the mold. And knowing my design now, I am not supposed to. I'm very far from that. And I took it upon myself to honestly just build a business using my design and listening to my authority and listening to every single aspect of it. And I have never felt so purposeful, excited, joyous in my business. And now, because I know that, I know that I'm meant to reach back to the community of entrepreneurs to be like, this is how you have to build it. It's not going to work the cookie cutter way anymore. We can't just get on social media, post a reel and have people flooding in. Doesn't work. People don't trust that. You have to be authentically you in order to draw people in and draw your business in. And it's so much fun. I'm loving it.
Well, out of curiosity, Jeannie and I are both manifesting generators, and neither of us have really dug that far into our profiles. I don't know how we found out that we're manifesting generators. Do you remember, Jeannie?
I think there was an online test that you can take and answer some questions, and then it tells you which one you are. Oh no, it has to do with your date and time you were born. Yeah.
Yes.
Sorry, I'll say, Jeannie, we probably should actually get a proper human design thing done at some point.
Yeah. So human design is completely different from the ones I mentioned before, the personality test, because it is, I say, written in the stars for you. It is about your place you were born, exactly the time you were born and the day you were born and 3 months prior to that. That's how your chart is kind of created. And so if you don't know the time of your birth, you're not going to get an accurate result. Yes, there are 5 different energy types, which are the biggest overarching pieces of the design. Manifesting generator is one of them. And I am a manifesting generator also. But yes, it's very fascinating when you learn how you're supposed to move through the world, how you're supposed to interact with people, your environments you thrive in. That's a really big one for my clients. So it's been a lot of fun to kind of see them open up. I had a client yesterday who was like, "How do you know that about me? Like, you know, my design knows more about me than I do." It's so fun.
I find it so fascinating. Tell us a little bit more about the environment in which people work.
Yeah. So it's crazy because I have a client whose environment is caves, which you're not supposed to live in a cave, right? That's just really explaining he actually does thrive in like a cubicle setting, and he needs to be facing the door. Wherever your environment is, some people have mountains. My husband has mountains. Is if you can get an upstairs office, if possible, in your house, you know, the higher you can be, the more abundance, the more manifesting will be able to happen within your business. I have valleys, which I am really meant to be not so much in the mix of people. Like, they have markets, which are supposed to be in the mix of extreme exchange with people and energy all the time. I am more secluded. Like, I'm not a hermit, but I am more, I need to be by myself in order to bring out my ideas. Some people need to be with people to bring out their ideas. So it's just really, really cool to when you get into that piece.
I have my chart here. My environment is valleys as well. Places where people can make connections and enjoy connection. You need to feel in touch with the real world and not removed from it.
Yeah. So it's like, it's in the middle of, you're not always secluded, but you can't function and bring out all your ideas when you're with people all the time. Some people need to be with people all the time.
Neither of us.
Yeah. It's really fascinating.
I actually feel like I used to be like that when I was younger, but that could be like a more confidence thing. You know, when you get older, you don't need that. Or does that change as you grow?
Your environment does not change. Nothing in your natal chart changes, but there is something called the Chiron chart that really adds to your chart when you're 50 and above. And that's pretty fascinating. You get new superpowers. You have another line in your design that you work on. So yeah, depending on what your profile is, that could be why you felt like that before and now you don't.
Fantastic. Well, let's talk a little bit about how that kind of relates to marketing. You touched on, you know, people need to be authentic and that word gets thrown around an awful lot. So let's talk a little bit about how you help your clients make that, or how people who are listening can kind of bring that out and merge the two, the human design part and the marketing part.
Yeah. So, and it is brought out a lot, like be authentic, be you. But honestly, what does that mean? And until I learned my human design, I didn't know what that meant. I didn't grasp what that meant. I just thought it meant I'm supposed to share my story vulnerably. You know, I'm supposed to be vulnerable and be just real and show people the heart and all the stuff. And it's so much more than that. And so your human design actually tells you how you're meant to market, how your voice is meant to be heard. You know, there's something in your human design called your vibe of tribe, which teaches you who you can see the best and who will be gravitated towards you when you're living to your design. So some people need you to share more testimonials and FAQs and Q&As. Some people need to know you're just going to bring them into a community and they need the community aspect of it. Some people are really not meant to be on social media. They're meant to do more podcasting because they're connectors. I mean, there's so many nuances in it, but your design literally tells you how you're meant to show up in your business, what your energy is in your business, how that works with other people. Are you supposed to collaborate? Are you supposed to do things on your own? There's so many facets to it.
So interesting. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. When I got into it, I've like could not get out of it because I built a business so long on what the guru said to do and, you know, the checklists and the tips and tricks and algorithm hacks that I completely lost myself, which is where most entrepreneurs are at. It is fascinating to just see people understand themselves and stop outsourcing their ideas and thoughts. And yeah, that's when your business will come to life.
Even now, I think it's a bigger problem because people just use AI without properly prompting it or giving it enough information. So if someone wants to use AI to help them, do you recommend that you give AI your entire chart?
Yeah. So that's one thing that I help my clients with is I do have trained AIs that are turned off from the internet. Like you can flip a switch to turn your AI off from searching the internet and you feed it with everything about human design. Like it knows everything about human design. And then you put your whole chart in it and say, what can you get from this? How can you help me with my marketing? It does need to be a trained AI where this is what vibe of tribe means. This is what your profile means in your marketing. Cause it's not going to know that until you train it. Yes. That's what I help my clients with too, is the trained bots. I call them actually being able to dissect and help with building a business.
And for those of you who are listening here, you're thinking, well, how does that work? We brought in an expert to speak about AI at an event we hosted. And it was fascinating because he was telling us a story of a famous author who had written 7 or 8 books. They put, like you said, a closed frame AI. So not accessing anything but what you put into it. They gave AI all of his books. Mm-hmm. They gave it 30 days to study the books and to write a book written by him. Mm-hmm. And he said when he was reading it, he said, if he did not know he did not write it, he would have thought for sure he had written it. So when she's talking about having this closed AI and having it trained, you know, you do have to give, like she said, you have to train it on information. And in the example I gave, it was trained on the author's actual books. So it saw how he did character development and, you know, how his plot twist, all those things that were specific to him as an author. And so it was able to emulate that and duplicate that into a whole new book. And so I think it's fascinating. What gave you the idea to train AI on all the terminology within a chart so that it could help your clients with their marketing? That was brilliant. How did you come up with that?
Well, I think AI, I know a lot of people in the beginning, especially feared AI. And I think it is the best tool and best business partner if you use it right. again, turning off the internet searching ability, because I believe that AI has the ability to give us ideas that we never would have thought of ourselves. I was using it so much. I'm like, why not my clients? Like, this is so important. I feel like, especially today, you see people use it. You can tell when it's generic AI, you can tell. And I don't want that to be my clients. So I want to teach them how to actually use it in a way that their voice comes out. So I will put podcast episodes I've been on in my AI. I will put the audio in it so it can constantly hear my voice, hear how I talk, what I say, what my passions are, what my convictions are. So it literally is my best friend when I'm working in my business. But yeah, I don't want my clients to do what most people are taught with the generic prompts. It needs to be trained in the human design in order for it to give you the best results. Because I did it before it was trained and it was wrong. I even had a client come to me and she was like, well, I'm actually going to start working with you because she asked AI what her human design is and it was wrong. And so it's not always right, but if you train it, it can be your best friend in business.
Well, it's wrong often because the internet is full of a ton of information that's incorrect and people don't realize that. And it was funny that speaker who gave that example, he used flat earth. Is the earth flat? He said, if you go online, you'll find so much information telling you that it is. And you have to realize AI just goes out and searches for information and it assumes whatever it brings in. They call it hallucinations. It assumes whatever it brings in is reality. And he was Jewish. And he said, if you go out there, you'll find content that says we shouldn't even be alive. Like we're monsters. So he was talking about just the fact that there's so much content online and like over 50% of it is incorrect. When you're leaning on your AI, you definitely have to think about how to train it yourself. Like you said, on your information, who you are. So this is fascinating.
Yeah. You know, that's a very quick way to go from feeling like you're being authentic to being inauthentic. Because if you don't train your AI, because again, it's pulling all this information out and it's sounding like other people out there.
It can also sound very generic. You know, yeah. I've asked it questions over and over differently, and it comes out with more or less the same kind of response. In fact, I belong to a group and we all post on LinkedIn and support each other. We talked about don't comment using AI because it will say like something positive, then something negative, and then kind of sum it up with something positive. And it was a pattern that it would just spit out that everybody knew, oh, that's AI.
Right. Exactly.
What are some other ways, you know, obviously training your AI, but what are some other ways that your human design can help you build the business that, you know, will make you a lot of money, but also not burn you out?
Yeah. So I had a big conversation with a client yesterday about what we call our authority in our human design. And that is how we're meant to make decisions in business and life. I always say, if you struggle with any part of your human design, go back to your authority because it will transform everything when you create this relationship with that. So what is your authority? It's your decision-making process. Some people have emotional authority, which means that let's say you have a idea come to you from someone else about a business collaboration or a business tip or whatever. As an emotional authority, you are not meant to make that decision right away because you might be super excited. Yes, that's so exciting. Yes, for sure, I'll do that. And then 2 days later, you're like, that was not a good decision. I always say if the leaders of the world and the business owners of the world knew that they had an emotional authority, this world would be different because we make decisions based on everybody else's expectations, ideas, thoughts. So that's emotional authority. You're supposed to wait till that wave is done. It may take a day, it may take a week, and then you can make that grounded decision in your business. That's huge because so many people get shiny object syndrome and go over here, over here, over here, and try all these things, and they end up burnt out and frustrated. And burnout in your business has nothing to do with the amount of things you do. It has nothing to do with the amount of things you do. It has everything to do with, are you aligned with what you're doing? People say, I'm burnt out, I have so much on my list. That has nothing to do with your burnout. That stuff is not aligned with you and you're not supposed to be doing that. And then we have sacral authority, which is, I'll just share one more, which is what I have. And that is, you have to respond to your gut. You're supposed to know right away, yes or no. And you're supposed to act on that. Because so many times I have lots of clients who are sacral authority and they will, again, wait and be like, let me ask my business bestie or let me ask my husband. And they completely bypass that sacral gut response. So that one, you really have to shut off. You have to put your blinders on, shut off everything else around you. And when you start to develop that relationship with that gut response, everything will open up. The closer you can live to your design, the more opportunities will come to you, the more abundance will come to you. I have an example of that, if that's okay, really quick, just to share, because I think sometimes it's a good example. So I have a client who has a 9-to-5 job and she really doesn't like it. She's burnt out, frustrated. She wants to build a business that brings her home, but she can't yet, right? Because she has this income that she needs to bring home to her family. And I said, okay, so you are a generator, which means that you are the life light of the world when you are doing what you love. You have such an open aura. People need to feel that you are happy and joyful so they can be happy and joyful around you, which includes family and friends. And so she took it upon herself. I said, you need to find one spot in your day every single day that you are doing something that you love and start to open up that portal. And so she picked something that she loved to do every day. It brought her joy, purpose, meaning, fulfillment, completely aside from her 9 to 5. And she had a job opportunity land in her lap that was out of the blue. Like, that's what I mean. The closer you can live to your design and listen to that authority, things will just come into you. You're like, where the heck did that come from? Which is what's happened to me for the last several months.
Wow. And I'll say that if you have, you can go online to places that will do your chart, but some of the things that are set on there can be misinterpreted. You really need someone like you who understands the wording, because sometimes we look at the words and we say, oh, digestion is calm or calm touch. Well, that doesn't necessarily mean, you know, what you think it might mean. You know what I'm saying?
That's why I always encourage people to get my chart, because I give a lot of stuff away for free. When you get my chart downloaded, you also get a 12-page PDF that explains a bunch of business stuff. And then I did an audio that explains your energy type in business. And then you also get a 5-part audio series that lets you look at this chart and be like, what the heck is this? And takes pieces of it and shows you what it does in your business. So all three of those things, I mean, people charge a lot for that stuff. I want people to get in, understand why this is important so they can make the next step to put infuse into their business.
Fantastic. Well, we will make sure that we have a link to that in our show notes today. Do you feel like there's anything that we didn't cover so far?
I think for me, it's just the fact that business is not supposed to be frustrating and you're not supposed to feel burnt out and you're not supposed to feel exhausted. Like, that's not what it's meant for. It's meant to be passion filled and purpose filled. Your human design actually tells you your life's purpose and your core four. And it's so fascinating. It tells you so many things about what parts of your body you have access to at all times and what parts you need to go out into the world to, you know, gain access and really gain that learning and those new skills. There's so many different aspects of it, but just know that business is not supposed to feel icky and frustrating and like you're pulling teeth. It can be so exciting and joyful. And yes, you still have to work, but it doesn't feel like you're burning out in the process. The person that you're watching, that you're seeing her have so much success or him have so much success, you're like, why am I doing the same thing and I'm not? And it's because that was aligned with their human design and it's not with yours. And so every single client I work with goes away with a completely different business than anybody else. That's why my packages are not cookie cutter. They're not like you do this and this and this, because it's not, it's so different. So yeah, you're not meant to struggle. You're just misaligned.
I love that.
I feel like the word is flow. Like, I feel like that's just a really good.
I feel like I'm in complete flow in my business and my previous business when I didn't have human design. And, you know, and looking back, I helped hundreds of women start their businesses in the exact same way I did. And no wonder so many weren't successful. And so I just really encourage people to look at who you're working with. And if it's cookie cutter, it doesn't feel good already, then it's not meant for you.
Yeah, that's so important. I think so many people look at people who are successful online, who are jumping up and down, telling people how successful they are. And so they try and mimic what they're doing. But what they don't understand is they're not in the same, probably not aligned with their human design, but they're not necessarily in the same place in their business that some of these people are, you know?
Right. Well, and you know, again, like I said, a lot of people aren't even meant to be on social media. Social media does not bring me joy. And so I'm very limited on it. But when we do take our blinders off and look at everybody else, I say we slowly die. We slowly lose who we are in the process because we're not even seeing the full picture of those people and what's really going on behind the scenes. And so the more you can stick to your blinders and your human design and your authority, like, that's when things will happen.
That's fantastic. So if people want to get a hold of you because they're saying, Steph, you're speaking my language, I am all on board and I need to know more, what's the best way for them to reach out to you?
StephCarlstead.com is my website and you can post a question on there. You can reach out to me on there, whatever you would like. I have a bunch of freebies. My podcast and blog are on there. So it's all fascinating to me.
It is fascinating. Thank you so much for joining us today, Steph, and educating us a little bit on human design and how that might enhance your marketing and make you feel good and in flow about your business. I love that.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening to the Six Figure Business Mastery Podcast. If you enjoyed listening to this episode and you are ready to leverage video marketing on all online platforms, or maybe even start your own video podcast, then you need to check out the Done For You and Done With You program at themarketingvaadvantage.com and take your business to the next level.